Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. After hours of wrangling to carve out an alternative spending bill to extend funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson now says there is a new deal.
We have a unified Republican conference. There is a unanimous agreement in the room that we need to move forward.
The original bipartisan deal scrapped after Elon Musk and President-elect Trump came out against it, Trump demanding lawmakers raise the debt limit. If a shutdown occurs at midnight, ABC's Mary Alice Parks says the impact would be felt immediately.
We're talking about over 3 million federal workers that can miss a paycheck as soon as January 3rd. Active duty military families, military members and their families that could miss a paycheck over the holiday season. Now, we know that about 13,000 air traffic controllers during this busy holiday season could be asked to work without pay.
No timing on a vote. If it passes the House, it then goes to the Senate, and President Biden still has to sign it. This is ABC News. Strikes continuing for a second day at 7 Amazon delivery hubs. Teamsters, delivery drivers demanding better pay and working conditions. Starbucks workers, meantime, launching walkouts in L.A., Chicago, and Seattle over lack of progress in contract talks. Organizers say the strikes will spread over the next 5 days. In eastern Germany today, an attack at a holiday market.
Several people reported injured in Magdeburg, Germany, when a car drove into a group of people at a Christmas market. People reported running in panic as the car drove straight into the crowd near the town hall of the city, west of Berlin. Government officials saying the driver was arrested. It comes almost exactly 8 years after a truck drove through a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12 people. That at the time, the deadliest ever terrorist attack on German soil. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A huge Tesla recall involving nearly 700,000 vehicles, including Cybertrucks, Model 3s, and Model Ys. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop. Keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. A former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice continues to deny accusations of ethics violations.
Mike Gableman says sanction recommendations from the State Office of Lawyer Regulations are unfounded and have no merit. OLR accuses Gableman of lying to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, disrupting court proceedings, and violations of Wisconsin's open records laws while he led an unproductive investigation into the 2020 presidential election. Gableman is offering an affirmative defense, saying one or more of those claims does not actually violate the state's rules on professional conduct for lawyers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building.
Republican legislators on the commission this week blocked reallocation of $70 million for building projects on UW campuses. In a letter to UW President Jay Rothman, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu of Oostburg said the no votes were in response to a lack of transparency and an inability or unwillingness to answer critical questions about the engineering building and projects at UW-Whitewater and UW-Stout. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Speak Up, Speak Out. The director of the Office of School Safety in the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Trish Kilpin, participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison.
At my office, we teach across Wisconsin behavioral threat assessment and management. This is the process rooted in the scientific body of knowledge of threat assessment of how to determine if a child poses a threat or has made a threat.
The Office of School Safety provides resources for students, educators, parents, and law enforcement. More information is available online at speakup.widoj.gov. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the low 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
Good to have you with us. Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We've got a lot to get to here on our program coming up. We're going to have a conversation with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Negg. They just announced a partnership with the Iowa Soybean Association and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, looking at some investments in nutrient-reducing practices in priority Iowa watersheds. We're going to talk about that, get an update on avian influenza across the states, talk year-end issues like Farm Bill and much, much more. That's all coming up in segment two. In segment three, we're going to hear from Cam Quarles with the National Potato Council. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about the recent release of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's Dietary Guidelines for Americans. Where do potatoes fall in that? We'll talk about that. Also get some updates from Cam from Capitol Hill, I'm sure, as well, as we're watching this whole continuing resolution mess, for lack of a better term. And coming up in segment four, we'll take a look at news headlines. I'll have some thoughts to share on the CR and some other things as well. So we'll get to all that coming up here at the end of today's AOA. Let's kick things off and take a look at what's happening in the market. Trade soybeans after a pretty tough day Wednesday, trying to rebound between Thursday's session and into Friday's session. Let's take a look at all that and more. Garrett Toy, Ag Trader Talk, is with us here on AOA. Garrett, Merry Christmas, and great to have you with us here on the show.
Yes, thanks, Jesse. Merry Christmas to you. We have a lot to be thankful for this year.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. I couldn't agree more. And hopefully folks in that soy complex maybe going to be thankful here as we close out the week trying to get a rally. I mean, Wednesday felt like the bottom just fell out of that soy market. And here we come in Thursday, Friday, so far Friday, with a decent rally back to basically what we lost on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of typical of this. You know, we had been trading a sideways range for a good, you know, 6 weeks here in beans. You know, we couldn't rally, we couldn't break, we kind of stuck. But, you know, this Brazilian real weakness kind of was enough to push beans over the edge. You know, corn has been resilient all week, but, you know, the fact of the matter, even we're up 13 cents here today, we're still down about 15 cents on the week in beans, and wheat's down about 20 cents. You know, corn, you know, which is, you know, up 4 to 5 cents here this morning, you know, corn's the only bright spot, really, you know, and that's a testament to the demand that's out here. But, you know, it's just been... You know, the bean market, what more can you throw at it? You have a historically low Brazilian real. You have, near perfect weather. Maybe some dryness in Argentina, but the temperatures aren't going to be hot. You know, the forecasters are kind of discounting that dryness a little bit when they're talking about it. You've got, even before beans kind of fell apart, you've got meal, taking out the trade war lows in Jan meal this week. Just that's kind of a function of the increased crush capacity that we have here in the U.S. And you've got meal basis another $20-$30 a ton cheaper than the board. It's a buyer's environment, you know, for end users for meal. If you're a livestock producer, you know, feed is cheap. You know, corn's getting, you know, corn's, you know, 40 cents off the lows, but, you know, meal is cheap. So there's some encouragement there, but, you know, you've thrown everything at this bean market you can, and it finally just kind of gave way. Now, timing of that, you know, it's December, you know, the Brazilian farmer, if you watch the FOB values in Brazil broke down 3 weeks ago, and the board was still in this range. So, you know, we don't necessarily have a big slew of South American farmer, and the timing may not be right, but technically we've seen this picture of this story before. We break out, you know, maybe we can get no beans back to 990. I mean, you know, March beans, still 982 is kind of the breakout trend line. Go back, test that level again, and see, you know, how resilient the bears want to be here.
Yeah, no, good thoughts. And I've been watching this, and I've been starting to raise the question of corn bean acreage for 2025 in the U.S., just judging by the market dynamics, the spreads, the ratios, seems like it's leaning corn at this point in time, Garrett.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, and that's what we've been telling customers is, you know, we're trying to get beans hedged. We did some hedging on paper for new crop here. You know, what we've been telling customers is, you know, if beans go, if we do in fact break down this bean market, the downside objectives are like 913, the trade war stuff, and that, you know, in reality, you know, given the stocks to use where we're at, you know, we could be there. You go to those type levels even without a trade war. You know, I mean, that's where the prices kind of project to. Corn is a demand story. We've been talking about corn being in a demand market since, you know, October. You know, I mean, they confirmed it in the stocks report with that record fourth quarter offtake. So corn's in the demand market. So, you know, if you look at the spreads, you've got this July D spread that's inverting, you know, considerably, because, you know, much bigger than what the stocks to use would imply, because, you know, everybody expects, you know, demand to lift the old crop corn, but, you know, this is buying acres for corn for 2025, and, you know, 94, 95, you know, at the pie in the sky acres numbers are being talked about out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not only do you need to be looking at, if you do have unsold beans out there, you need to either be protecting them or selling them and looking to re-own somewhere on paper. But you also need to be looking at hedging some new crop corn, and we've done some recommendations on that as well. But you're not going to see big rallies in D's 25 corn, and you're not going to probably see D's 25 corn completely collapse until the July contract goes off the board and the inverse kind of gives away. But yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this is a weaker bean market means you need to be thinking about, you know, your new crop December corn.
Got about a minute and a half. Some thoughts for our livestock folks, cattle, hog trade. I know we got an on-feed report Friday afternoon, quarterly hogs and pigs Monday. What's your thoughts on the livestock trade, Garrett?
Well, maybe on the hogs and pigs. It all depends on how this funding meter goes. You know, this morning is whether we keep the government open. But, you know, fat cattle, you know, the equity markets did not really like the FOMC the session this week, and the weakness in the equity market, considering the length that we have in the fat cattle market, I just think you saw some people want to head for the door, and the holiday markets just kind of amplify a little things, some of these things. It is noticeable that this boxed beef cutout values were firmer yesterday. Quite a difference between choice and select here. But you know, as far as futures are concerned, yesterday, today, Febs have traded right down this 200-day moving average at 186.24, and we're holding. So I think this area also coincides with that earlier December low. I think it kind of holds here, and I don't think anybody's considering the holiday really want to press any one way or another, especially with the cattle on feed this afternoon.
AgTraderTalk.com for more information. Garrett Toy, always enjoy the conversation, sir. Thanks for being with us here on AOA. And again, I wish you and yours Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in the new year ahead.
Sounds good. Same to you.
Garrett Toy with us here from Ag Trader Talk on AOA. Coming up next, we're going to have a conversation with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas Eve, and Max and Daisy are busy decorating their exquisite tree.
Max, how high are you going with that star?
High enough so no cat can reach it.
Smart thinking. We don't want a repeat of last year.
Okay, Daisy, hit the lights.
Perfect!
Max and Daisy aren't just decking the halls. They're getting ready for something bigger.
What's next on our list?
Delivering gifts. Gifts of hope.
This Christmas, Max, Daisy, and their fellow guide dogs are heading out to change lives, bringing comfort and joy to those who need it most. Find hope at dogsinc.org. Ho, ho, ho!
Ready, Daisy?
Ready, Max. Ready to give hope.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, as we continue here on today's AOA, let's have a conversation about what is happening across the state of Iowa. Joining us now, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Naig. Mike, it's good to have you back with us. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for joining us today on the show.
Hey, you bet, Jesse. Always great to catch up. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Well, we got a lot of things to talk about. Let's start. I want to highlight this first, as I think this is a really cool partnership that you just announced with the Iowa Soybean Association, along with the Fish and Wildlife Service as well, for water quality efforts in the state of Iowa. Tell us more about this public-private partnership.
You bet. And I just had a chance to, I was with the Iowa soybean folks here a little, you know, just a couple days ago at their winter policy meeting, and we had a chance to announce it there. And it's an interesting partnership. I love these types of things where you're bringing folks together, public and private partners. Iowa soybeans got a long history of doing work on conservation, but here we are together partnering with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which I don't believe that we've done a partnership with before, so I welcome that. And this is all about getting more conservation practices on the ground. And in this case, looking at restoring oxbows, which are, again, think of those as places where the river used to maybe take a turn and it made a loop, and but then that loop gets cut out later because of, you know, whatever, how rivers change. And you restore that loop, and you can drain in tile, you know, drainage water into that, and it basically acts as a wetland. It's kind of a cool way to restore something that's already there on the landscape. Saturated buffers, bioreactors, and we're also looking to add some perennial covers. And why these are interesting to us is, look, we've got a lot of resources here at the Department of Ag, but you know, we are all about trying to leverage the state investment that we're making with private dollars and to bring additional workforce into that effort. So this is a force multiplier for us. You know, soybean and fish and wildlife, they'll be finding the locations, then we can come in and help with the design and some of the financial assistance. It's a great partnership. Frankly, flat out, it just allows us to get even more work done.
Absolutely. I believe as well, just on the conservation mindset, you guys have been doing some cattle conservation type work and some continued expansion there across the state, right?
You know, this is a great project where I think we added our eighth county down, Adams County. And it is true that when I travel, so we're in western Iowa and southwest Iowa with counties, Woodbury, down to Adams, Guthrie, Cherokee, Carroll, in that part of the state. And when I travel, and if I'm not in one of those counties, I've got cattle producers coming up saying, hey, why haven't you brought this project to our county yet? So I know that word is out. There's a lot of demand for it. And what we're looking at doing here, I love this type of concept, right? This is all about trying to achieve the highest and best use for every acre of land in the state of Iowa. And let's be honest, in some fields that are row cropped, there are some acres that aren't as profitable, or you've got highly erodible ground. And so we use a precision ag tool to look at, you know, what parts of a field, maybe it's 6% or 7% or less of a field, that say, hey, you're losing money on those acres, and you're losing soil, and you're losing nutrients. And by taking those acres out of production and putting them into a cover crop or haying or grazing or pasture, you're actually improving the profitability of the whole field, and you're creating grazing opportunities for beef producers. And so we've seen a tremendous amount of interest in this. Thousands of acres of cover crops have been planted as a result. You've got thousands of acres of ground that have been converted from row crop into pasture or hay ground, which we love. And what this means is more cattle on the countryside, which is great for the economy, and as it turns out, it's great for conservation.
Mike, let's get an update on highly pathogenic avian influenza. We continue to see HPAI as an issue here across the country and in the state of Iowa. We've seen it in dairy cattle, of course, but I know it's affected birds quite a bit across the state, and more new cases here just in the last couple of weeks. I believe a new strain as well has been found in the state. Tell us more. What's the latest?
Jesse, I would have loved it if we could have done a year-end interview and this was not the topic that we talked about, I have to be honest. But unfortunately, here we are. And, you know, one of the actual side effects of the beautiful fall that we had, the higher temperatures, was that we delayed southern migration of birds. And so what we started to see as we got later into the fall was there were some cases that started to pop in Minnesota and the Dakotas. And then Iowa. Early December, we had our first case, and it was a big one, a layer site in northwest Iowa. And since then, we've had 8 new cases in poultry, just again over the last 2 weeks. We've got 4 that are layer sites, 3 that are turkey sites, and 1 backyard. And they're kind of spread, again, on the kind of northwest, if you would, quadrant of the state of Iowa. What we're not starting to see now, of course, is that there are some cases popping to our south, Oklahoma, Missouri. What that's telling us is that the birds are moving, but they're also carrying that virus with them. We're continuing to see this year, it's a new strain. It's not the dairy strain that we were dealing with earlier this year and that others are continuing to deal with. And we're also continuing to, it's true that we're not seeing spread between farms, meaning that these are independent wild bird introductions into these sites. And so, you know, we're all asking, how is this happening? What can be done to strengthen biosecurity? But again, it's a stressful time, a challenging time for our turkey and egg producers here in the state of Iowa.
We're talking with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy here on AOA. Mike, other things as well, you know, as we look back at 2024, there's been a lot that's happened. And I think the biggest thing we've been talking about for months upon months is a softening ag economy.
Yeah.
And coupled with that, a farm bill. We don't have a new farm bill yet. And here we are on the eve of a government shutdown with the potential 2018 farm bill extension. But then, you know, there was talk of year-round E15 legislation in this CR. That's been taken out. There's disaster aid. There's this economic aid piece. There's a lot tied in with this for the ag community. What's your thoughts as we watch all of this happening on Capitol Hill?
Right. You know, here we are Friday morning, and if you'd been earlier in the week, you might have thought that we'd been talking about what had been approved, and here we still are. So clearly there's negotiations ongoing. You know, I think, we would love to see year-round access to E15 in whatever deal gets done, and yet if it doesn't make it into that, that doesn't mean it's the last chance for us to do it, right? So unfortunately, I think what became clear is that in that first package, there was just frankly a lot of stuff that shouldn't have been in there. And Congress was clear that did not pass. One of the things that's been consistent in every deal that's been struck here is that there would be an extension of the farm bill. And I think that's critically important. We're talking about uncertainty and softness. Even a one-year extension does bring some certainty. I think we all would have preferred that there was a new 5-year farm bill that would have been completed somewhere earlier this year. That's not the case. Now we have to, once again, be focused on that in the new Congress. Some encouraging news there. You've got G.T. Thompson, House Ag Chair, saying we want to get this done in the first quarter. You've got incoming Majority Leader, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, saying there will be a farm bill. Those two voices are awfully important. And so I'm very hopeful that that'll get done. It'll get done sooner rather than later. But yes, here we stand, still waiting to see how this will exactly play out today. Hopeful that something can get done here before the end of the day.
Yeah, hopeful for sure. And, you know, we could spend another half hour on this conversation too, in terms of I've seen some farmers who've been a little bit against the economic aid, the disaster aid, of course, I think that 1,000% needs to be in there. But the economic aid portion, there's some folks who, whether they're the vocal majority or minority, I'm not sure. But some folks saying they don't want to see that. But hopefully we get something done. Final thoughts from you, Mike, here as we close out the segment. Just again, it's been a year. There's been a lot going on. Our friend Bill Northey, his passing early in the year kind of started us off on a sad note. But we've seen a lot of good things this year, too. Just final thoughts for you as you reflect on 2024.
Really, it was a tremendous year. A lot of variability, a lot of volatility, which is something that we're used to dealing with. But it's important to look back on those things. Look, we had a lot of variability when it came to weather. We had severe weather that is continuing to affect farms and families and communities in the state of Iowa. Our hearts continue to be with them. We had softening in the economy, and there's that created some real and continues to create some real challenges. And then, as you say, there's lots of bright spots. And what I continue to see, even in the face of disaster, you've got tremendous stories of neighbors helping neighbor, of the culture of Iowa shining through, and nobody had to ask people to show up for each other, and stronger communities in the end. And those are blessings, right? And you couldn't have seen those things before, but you do now. And that's the place that I get to call home. And my good friend Bill Northey, I miss him dearly. He was a tremendous man. It's right to honor him, and I'm thankful that you brought his name up today.
Absolutely, and I would second that as well. Mike Nagy, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, wish you again a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk to you in the new year.
You bet. Look forward to it.
Mike Nagy with us here on AOA. Up next, we'll talk with Cam Quarles from the National Potato Council here on AOA. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss. You're listening to a...
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A year ago, marketing placements all looked to be pretty much right around that 95 to 100% range. We'll see. Feels like it could be a very neutral report. Overall, again, the market's seeing mostly slightly higher livestock, with the soy trade mainly 7 to 10 higher, corn trending about 2 to 4 higher, and wheat mixed in penny higher, penny lower trade. This is AOA. I'm Jesse Allen.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Farmers and Ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Let's take a look at what is happening in the potato industry as we near the end of 2024. Look ahead to 2025. Joining us now, he is the CEO of the National Potato Council. Cam Corals is with us here today on the show. Cam, welcome back to AOA. Hope you're doing well.
Jesse, great to be with you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. No shortage of things for you and I to talk about. I want to get into the dietary guidelines and some trade talk and more, but we should start with the farm bill and this continuing resolution business that has just been a lot of back and forth, changing by the minute, it seems here. And, you know, indications are that if we can get a CR, we're going to have an extension of the 2018 farm bill at least in there. What's the latest you're hearing there on Capitol Hill with all this, Cam?
Well, this is, I guess, since it's the holiday season, Jesse, we can sort of consider this like a surprise gift, and we're not exactly sure what's in it. And the contents sort of change on about every 30-minute basis. So as folks had intended when this whole thing started out, it was going to be, as you said, we're going to fund the government for into March. So it would be a three-year extension. Government funding runs out at midnight tonight. You would have a one-year extension of the Farm Bill packaged in there, as well as some economic and disaster relief for farmers. All of that obviously has been blown up by some folks who are advising the incoming administration. They had some grievances over that. And you know, I think at the end of the day, what this shows is the very narrow margins that Speaker Johnson is going to have to deal with in the House. Incoming Majority Leader Thune is going to have to deal with in the Senate. It's going to make it really tricky to do these big deals if you don't work with the other side. And so all of those folks who want to pass things on a partisan basis, I get all the ideologies and everything, but the math just isn't there. And trying to get past that math we're just going to keep circling back to this kind of ugly position that we're in. And unfortunately, you're dealing with an expired farm bill. Farmers are right in the caught in the middle of this whole kind of debacle.
Very true. Well, I think about looking ahead to next year, and I at least have some optimism with who is going to be in charge of the various ag committees. Senator Bozeman on the Senate side, along with Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota on the Democrats, leading as the ranking member there. And then on the House side, G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania as the House Ag Chair, and then Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota elected as the ranking member. So I guess that, along with Senator John Thune, who's going to be the new majority leader in the Senate, all of them seem to be indicating a willingness to get a new farm bill done early in the year. So I'm optimistic, I guess, Cam.
Yeah, and I think your optimism is well-placed, Jesse. That all of those folks are great supporters of American agriculture, and I think you are 100% right. They want to get a farm bill done. They knew the imperative of getting a farm bill done a couple of years ago. It is the larger challenge when you try to move things across the House and Senate floor. How do you make that math work? And I know specifically on the farm bill, I know producers, it kind of drives them crazy that they see 85% of the farm bill goes to the nutrition title. Well, the reason for that is because the math particularly on the House floor, doesn't work if you don't reach to those urban and suburban members who may not necessarily be connected to agriculture. So at the end of the day, it's all about making the numbers work. And I realize it's frustrating for folks, but this is the great government that we've got. And getting to the finish line is the entire goal. If you don't have the votes, you don't get to the finish line. It's just a nice conversation.
Absolutely. You brought up nutrition. That's a good segue for us into the Dietary Guidelines for Americans process. I know the advisory committee just released its recommendations here earlier this month. What was some of the results of that process, thinking specifically for the potato industry? Talk about the DGA's for us a little bit.
Yeah, we started this whole endeavor a couple of years ago, and with it kicked off with kind of a, I'll say it diplomatically, an exotic recommendation from some of the folks on the committee that they were going to look at taking potatoes and reclassifying them out of the vegetable category, possibly making them interchangeable with grains. You and I talked a lot about that. At the end of the day, this panel of experts discarded that exotic notion, but they did include one that has us scratching our heads. For a country that does not eat enough vegetables, one of the recommendations of this expert panel is to eat even fewer vegetables in the future. And specifically, it would be starchy vegetables, of which potatoes are a major component. We don't understand how they got there. The science isn't there. But I think it speaks to, you know, when this whole deal kicked off, some of the folks who were populating the committee had, you know, came from some interesting sort of, you know, kind of exotic places. And, you know, when you have those kind of folks in there, not a lot of connection to kind of mainstream ideas, production agriculture, you get these type of outputs. So we're going to have a lot to say. I think that the incoming Trump administration is going to have a lot to say about these dietary guidelines. And ultimately, we want to see them be common sense and actionable for Americans in putting their diets together.
We're talking with National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles here on AOA. Cam, let's talk trade. We've had a few different topics you and I have discussed throughout the year. Let's start with potato wart in Prince Edward Island, Canada. What's the latest on that issue and that disease?
Yeah, about so we're going on 3 years of this most recent iteration of this crisis. The Canadian federal government is trying to put together their plan for how you manage potato wart and keep it from moving around throughout Canada and then certainly not into their major export market, which is the United States. That would be a disaster for the U.S. potato industry, threaten, you know, we're $100 billion a year to the U.S. economy and over 700,000 jobs are supported by our industry. That would, if potato wart got here, those numbers are going to change in an ugly and negative way. We cannot allow that destructive disease to get into the U.S. We need the Canadians to act, and they've got to act in a way that ensures that disease does not get into the United States.
How about trade with Japan? I know that's been another issue that's been years and years and years of work by the Potato Council. What's some of the latest there as we close out the year?
Yeah, they're very similar to you and I talked a lot about our efforts in Mexico. Mexico is open. We estimated that was going to be $1 million a year in new U.S. ag exports. We're seeing that. We're right on track for those numbers. Japan is a mirror image of that opportunity for U.S. producers. But it also is a mirror image of the protectionism from the domestic industry. They don't want to negotiate on this. They have essentially stood back and folded their arms for over two decades and refused to move the process forward. The incoming Trump administration, I think, can make some major inroads there, get a significant win for America's family potato farmers. But it will take a lot of both technical efforts as well as political efforts to get past all of this Japanese protectionism.
Well, Cam, you talk about the incoming administration and thinking about that, how will NPC communicate with them, the new leadership that's going to be in it? USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative and the administration as a whole to look at trade and expansion of opportunities. Been a lot of talk about tariffs and things of that nature here by the incoming administration. Plus, then you think about disease issues as well. So what's the perspective of the Potato Council working with the incoming administration?
I think we've got to give them a chance to get their folks in place. And we feel like the issues that we're pushing on trade and all of these various things, they sell to Democrat administrations, they sell to Republican administrations. They're just common sense positions. And I think the incoming administration is going to have folks in there that are very receptive to that. you know, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, what could happen if the tariff situation got kind of out of control. That, you know, that's all just speculation at this point. I can argue that using a tariff strategy to bring folks to the table and get better deals, like what happened with the USMCA agreement back in the first Trump administration, that could be a positive. On the other hand, if tariffs go on and they never come off, the retaliation that would hit our industry likely first would be highly destructive. I don't think it's time to have a collective freak out by U.S. agriculture over things that haven't happened yet. We've got to give these folks a chance to get their people in place, get their policies in place, and then we'll give them our absolute best advice on how to make the U.S. more competitive. We've got a $40 billion trade deficit in agriculture. We've got to start going the other direction.
Absolutely. Cam, I got 30 seconds, and I want to make sure I plug Potato Expo coming up in the early part of January. Give us some details there real quick.
Thanks, Jesse. Yeah, we're really excited. Kicks off our year, starts on January 9th down in Orlando, goes the 9th and the 10th. We'll have the entire North American industry, as well as a lot of friends from Europe and Asia, all under one roof. Over 2,000 people down in Orlando. You'll see all sides of this incredibly diverse, competitive industry, and we are very thrilled to kick off 2025 at the Potato Expo.
NationalPotatoCouncil.org for more information. Cam Quarles, always good to talk with you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jesse. Merry Christmas to you.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us, plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines without auto pay, above qualified customers, plus taxes and fees, and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm your mountain bike. Been a minute since we hit the trail. Why not roll me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that keeps us all moving. Donate today. On your left. To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The holidays should be filled with joy, but one in five children in America face hunger.
Giving is a part of our holiday tradition, but it's also part of our all-year-round tradition.
This holiday season, give love, hope, and meals. Let's end hunger together. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here today on AOA. Appreciate the conversations we've had today on the show as well. Cam Corals with the National Potato Council just joining us there in that last segment in their Potato Expo coming up here. Just the early part of the year, the 9th and 10th of January in Orlando, and go to nationalpotatocouncil.org for more information on that. It was good to catch up with my friend Mike Negg, the Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa as well. Just kind of reflecting on the year and some great news they've had with that partnership now with the Soybean Association in Iowa and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, looking at more water quality efforts. And I think about the water quality efforts they've done in the state. We touched on former Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey passing in February, and I just think about all the work that Bill did to start water quality efforts in the state of Iowa. So important, and it's good to see that continuing across my home state. Thanks to Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk, for being with us in the first segment to take a look at these markets, which have been a bit of a roller coaster here throughout the year. And we're at a point now where these markets are, in the mid fours on the board for corn, the mid nines for soybeans on the board. Cash is around the nines, even some high eights in some areas for soybeans right now. And it's no question that commodity prices are down. And there's no question that the ag economy is feeling a little bit of pressure. But, and over the last several days, as I've been watching the issues on Capitol Hill, I guess, for lack of a better term, and this continuing resolution fight and things, plan one getting blown up, then plan two getting blown up as well and not passing. And here we are on the eve of a government shutdown. I think this just all goes with what I've been really quietly thinking about and wondering throughout the entire year, to be quite honest, is wondering exactly what we're doing in the U.S. in terms of foreign policy. I wonder what is the mindset of some folks who govern when it comes to foreign policy. There's so many great people we talk to on this show day in and day out who advocate for farmers and ranchers and advocate for so many important things to agriculture, whether it's expanding export opportunities or
work with fair and competitive markets, free and fair trade, sustainability issues, so many different segments of the ag industry. There's a lot of great folks who do this advocating, yet here we are without an updated, workable farm bill. We're now 2 years past the original expiration of the 2018 legislation, and yet we don't have a new farm bill. A lot of questions going on, very few answers. And this whole stopgap continuing resolution, you know, at first when it came out, I said E15 year-round legislation in there, that is awesome. It costs the American taxpayer nothing. It's something that, quite frankly, I think should have been done years ago. I mean, at this point, why are we still talking about year-round E15 as an issue? Why is that not done? I talked about that with Jeff Cooper from RFA on yesterday's program. And then here we are with the round two bill and having that taken out. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I just don't understand that. But then, you know, meantime, we have a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, which we got to have an extension at this point. That's got to get done. But then you throw in the disaster aid for folks affected by natural disasters this year. I think that is important. That is so crucial. So many folks impacted by Hurricanes Milton, Helene, other natural disasters this year. They are struggling to still recover. But then you get to the economic aid for farmers due to lower incomes and commodity prices. And there's no question the farm economy is struggling. Latest figures from USDA gathered by the American Farm Bureau show the net farm income in 2024 down a little over 4%, down some 6.3% when adjusted for inflation. Commodity prices continue to struggle amid a high U.S. dollar, overproduction, big crops being grown around the world. You throw in tariff war concerns, high input prices, so much more. The cost price squeeze, a lot of folks tell me it's real. But if this is truly the case, why am I hearing from a lot of farmers this week saying they don't want a check? I find that very interesting. And maybe they're the vocal minority. Maybe it's the vocal majority. I'm not sure. I had a conversation with Jim McCormick from AgMarket.net on the Market Talk podcast on Tuesday. And the comments on that video, a lot of comments saying they don't want the check. A lot of talk of welfare for farmers is what it is. A lot of talk of keep your payments, invest in our export programs. The list goes on and on. You can go find the comments for yourself if you're so inclined. A lot of questions here, and I don't think we're going to get many answers. We're still waiting on a continuing resolution as I talk right now. We haven't seen it. And I feel like by and large, a lot of this, we just keep slapping a Band-Aid on our problems instead of fixing some of the root causes. What are we going to do about ag labor reforms? Is a SNAP program the best program it can be to benefit folks who need the assistance? Why haven't we figured out the sustainable aviation fuel situation? Why can't we get this updated farm bill across the finish line? A lot of questions, not a lot of answers. Again, ton of great people who advocate for U.S. farmers and ranchers. A lot of folks that we have in Congress on this show who are trying to do the right things. I just hope that as we look to the year ahead, we can get some of these things done, because I know a lot of folks in rural America are starting to get fed up with not seeing some action done on some of these items. Going to be interesting to see if we can get this continuing resolution through and fund the government. Going to be watching that closely. As of this moment with me talking, we still don't have a resolution. With that, we're out of time on AOA. Thanks for joining us here on the program. Coming up on our next program, we're going to talk with the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan. Also, Dr. Daryl Peel with Oklahoma State University will be with us to recap the Cattle on Feed report. We'll take a look at weather with DTN meteorologist Teresa Wells. And we'll talk markets with Dara Newsom from Bar Chart. All that and more on the next AOA. For now, we're out of time. Thank you for joining me. As always, I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good.
but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
For me, the best thing about the VA loan was the simplicity of it.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out. Wash, it smells so clean. Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh fights odor in just one wash, guaranteed.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. With less than 8 hours before government funding runs out, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have an agreement on an